Man accused of robbing woman in Chicago hotel room held without bail, that's some bullshit, yo. By Amy Furr on August 27, 2022. A man was accused of forcing his way into a woman's Chicago hotel room, robbing her, and trying to sexually assault her. The suspect also allegedly held a gun to the woman's head during the incident that happened Wednesday, CWV Chicago reported Friday. However, suspect Keyshawn Bunch was upset after hearing from the judge in court, exclaiming, "That's some bullshit, yo," when Judge Susana Ortiz ordered him held without bail. Two images showed the suspect in the hotel where the incident occurred. Bunch came to the 32-year-old's door at the Congress Plaza Hotel while pretending to work for housekeeping, prosecutor Danny Hanakak stated. Upon opening the door, Bunch allegedly pointed a pistol at her, but officials later determined it was a BB gun. He allegedly grabbed her phone and approximately $1,000 in cash after entering the room. Then he demanded she relay her phone's PIN number and also wanted to know if she had Cash App to transfer funds. During the altercation, the woman dialed the hotel operator on the room's phone and that person alerted security, the CWV report continued. Before security arrived, Bunch tried to get the woman to remove her clothing, but she refused. He then lowered his pants to expose himself and pushed her head down, ordering her to perform a sex act at gunpoint, Hanakak alleged. But the woman told Bunch her boyfriend would be back soon and that help was on the way, so he should leave. With that, Bunch allegedly pulled up his pants and left the room just as security guards arrived. The suspect was detained and later charged with attempted aggravated criminal sexual assault, home invasion, and two counts of robbery. He has been on bail since late July when he was charged with identity theft and illegally possessing more than three credit or debit cards, the CWV Chicago article read. Social media users expressed their opinions about the incident, one person commenting, "Glad the judge did the right thing. I guess he thinks he should have been set free," another replied. Earlier this month, a Democrat state's attorney criticized legislation that would halt cash bail in Illinois and claimed it would allow hundreds of alleged criminals to be let out on the streets. Will County State's Attorney Jim Glasgow, a Democrat, blasted the Safety, Accountability, Fairness and Equity Today, Safety, Act. "It will destroy the state of Illinois," Glasgow explained, adding, "I have 640 people in the Will County Jail. All their bonds will be extinguished on January 1st, and 60 are charged with murder." The act was signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., in early 2021. It was scheduled to take effect in January.